The United Nations created International Volunteer Day in 1985 to promote volunteers and volunteer-involving organizations. United Nations Volunteer Spokesperson Jennifer Stapper explains.
Imagine over 7,500 women and men commit their time and expertise every year as volunteers to join United Nations development projects and peacekeeping missions. These volunteers are in over 130 countries, and most of them come themselves from developing countries. United Nations Volunteers, UNV, supports volunteers in the field and also advocates for the recognition of volunteers everywhere. International Volunteer Day gives us at UNV the chance to thank our own volunteers who contribute to the United Nations goals of peace and development. We also take the occasion to thank volunteers worldwide, perhaps like yourself, who make a difference in their neighborhoods and communities.
This year, United Nations volunteers launched Volunteer Action Counts as a platform to count and raise awareness of the actions of millions of volunteers worldwide. In war-torn Liberia, Sabato Neville created a youth group and built a school with his own money.
I work, and what I earn is what I use for the school, what I use for to pay the teachers, and what I use to run the organization. So I feel very proud and I feel very happy doing it.
When Sabato asked Anne Wangoi Naroge, a staff development officer at the UN mission in Liberia, to help train the teachers at his school, she felt compelled to say yes. Anne's experience was nothing less than rewarding.
When I can talk as a trainer in the past 5 years, there have been those moments when one individual, either in the corridors or in the classroom, comes back and says, "And remember when you told me that it was very important to keep a to-do list and how to keep, you know, how to maintain a to-do list or how to write a to-do list? I actually use it and it works for me."
Volunteers are empowered because they contribute to the well-being of their community, and communities are empowered by the volunteer skills and by their belief in helping for the common good. Again, Sabato Neville.
And most of the kids, the children I deal with, are all former combatants. That the part of the day was violent, but through the organization, through the youth center, some of them lives have transformed. So they are doing positive things, they are doing good things. Right now, they're sick, they are in school, and their lives have changed in the community.
Volunteers may come from the communities they help, or they may travel from a far distance. They bring aid in natural disasters. They help to build homes, teach children, treat the sick, inspire youth, support women, and rebuild trust broken by violent conflict. They help, in rain or shine, without expectation of material reward. And with each action, volunteers create a better world. Celebrate International Volunteer Day. Share your story on our website, volunteeractioncounts.org, or on Twitter using the hashtag #ActionCounts.